It is rainy this morning. Right now it's 75 degrees in Nashville, and there's a 90% chance of more rain and thunderstorms today. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Immigrant rights advocacy groups are speaking out to the arrests of more than 100 individuals in the Great Smoky Mountains area. The arrests were part of a joint operation led by ICE and were conducted within a week. Officials say some of the individuals arrested had a previous criminal record that included domestic assault, drug possession, or driving while intoxicated, but it's unclear how many individuals had previous charges. Callie Van Cleve, the advocacy manager of the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition, criticizes the arrests.
Instead of actually making our community safer or helping our families build good lives, families are afraid to interact in public or address their traffic tickets. Children find themselves separated from their parents, and our communities live in fear and distrust.
According to an ICE spokesperson, individuals who were detained by ICE will receive full due process. But one local advocacy group says at least one family saw a father moved out of the state within 12 hours, too fast for an attorney. The arrests are part of the federal 287G program, an initiative that creates a partnership between local law enforcement agencies and ICE to implement some federal immigration laws. More than 50 counties in Tennessee have signed on to some form of the program. A historic Robertson County movie theater reopened this weekend. The Capitol has been a significant presence in downtown Springfield since the 1930s, closed about 8 years ago. But earlier this month, a neon marquee was restored following a renovation of the interior. And on Friday, moviegoers once again filled the lobby, bought popcorn, and settled in.